I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is all about one of my favourite sitcoms, Friends. So first of all, what's a sitcom? Well, a sitcom is short for situation comedy. It's a comedy that is set in a particular place. For example, Friends is all set in one place, New York City. Other examples of sitcoms include Seinfeld and Frasier, The Big Bang Theory. So these are all sitcoms. So I'm going to be talking about this show, but before I do that, just a few points to listen out for. There's some vocabulary and a bit of grammar. Let's start with the grammar. I want you to listen out for the passive voice during my little presentation about Friends. So listen out for some examples of where I use the passive voice. Try and make a note of it if you can. And at the end, I will reveal where I used it. Vocabulary. I've got four words or expressions that I'm going to be using. And I thought it would be a good idea to define them before we start. So the word groundbreaking. Groundbreaking. This is one word, and it is an adjective, and it means innovative or inventive, groundbreaking. Next, another adjective, awkward. Awkward. The spelling of this word is A-W-K-W-A-R-D, and it means embarrassing or uncomfortable. For example, an awkward moment is an embarrassing, uncomfortable moment. Next is a phrase, to trick someone into something. So to trick someone is to deceive or mislead them. And finally, cubicle. This is a noun, and it is a small, private area of a room. For example, containing a toilet or a shower. So often we talk about a toilet cubicle or a shower cubicle in a bathroom. And also we've got some phrasal verbs. I'm not going to tell you what the phrasal verbs are, but in this little talk about Friends, there will be four phrasal verbs that I use. So can you spot the phrasal verbs? Four in total. I will reveal which phrasal verbs I used at the end. Okay, so here's my presentation. So I come from a generation of people that grew up watching the hit TV show Friends. It was always on TV, and I'm pretty sure I watched it every evening when I got home from school. As a result of this, I now know more or less all the lines from every episode off by heart. The show itself isn't a particularly groundbreaking concept. It's about six young people living in Manhattan, their love lives, careers, and of course, their friendships. But the writing was really great. These six characters, Rachel, Ross, Monica, Chandler, Phoebe, and Joey, became part of our lives. As a kid growing up, Friends was an educational tool for so many things, and I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I wanted to be one of the friends, sharing an apartment with my best mate and always hanging out with our other friends. I think it created a bit of an unrealistic expectation. I mean, who can truly afford in your mid-20s to live in a nice apartment in Manhattan? The answer is, well, not many people. Certainly not me. But it was great to imagine this life for myself, even if it wasn't going to happen. My favorite character, like so many others, was Chandler. He was funny, sarcastic, and always getting into awkward situations, like getting tricked into taking his clothes off in a toilet cubicle by none other than Julia Roberts, or being handcuffed to a chair. I think as the seasons went by, the show couldn't retain its high quality, but it was still fun. And even now, as they do their reunion, it's nice to see the six back together again, even if it's not quite how we remember them. Okay, so there we go. That was my presentation about Friends. Hopefully you heard and understood the vocabulary I gave you at the beginning. But we have to look at the passive, and we have to look at the phrasal verbs that I mentioned at the start. So first of all, the passive. Did you hear the passive voice in this presentation? Well, I used it when I was talking about Chandler's embarrassing, awkward moments. I said he was always getting into awkward situations, like, and then I used the passive, getting tricked into taking his clothes off. To get tricked into something, somebody tricks you into something, or you get tricked into something. And also in the same sentence, being handcuffed to a chair. Somebody handcuffs you, or you are handcuffed. So those were the two examples of the passive. And the four phrasal verbs, did you spot them? Well, here they are. The first one, which I used twice, was grow up. I said, I come from a generation of people that grew up watching the hit TV show Friends. And I also said, as a kid growing up. The second one, hang out. To hang out with friends. That means to spend time with friends. Third was in that example of Chandler being tricked into taking off his clothes, to remove his clothes. And finally, well done if you got this one, it was go by. And I used that right at the end. I said, I think as the seasons went by, the show couldn't retain its high quality. So to go by means to continue. So there we go. Hopefully you learned some new vocabulary, phrasal verbs, a little bit of grammar there as well. So that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you have any ideas for podcasts that you'd like me to do in the future, then you can send me an email. I always like hearing from listeners. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.